Hitting the mark with student podcasts. Hello, my name is Graham Stanley, and what I'd like to do today is to give you some ideas of how best to organise recording students for audio projects such as podcasts. I'm just going to run through the notes as I've got them written down here. Apologise in advance because I'm partially reading, but this is the best way for me to actually organise my thoughts before I record, because otherwise I just spend too much time trying to record something that's comprehensible. Well, anyway, number one, you should have a very clear idea about what it's like to be a student listening to what you're saying, and about how different students listening are processing what is said. Okay? What this means is you should be careful to be comprehensible to all, and think about the experience and knowledge as well as the content of what you say. For example, you may be based in Japan, but the people listening to you on the internet, the students, may well be listening to you in India, Iran, France, Spain, all over the place. Because of this, you have to try and bridge the gaps in their experience to make what you say comprehensible to all. For example, when you're speaking about terms or levels, about educational experience, exams, different terms. Next, number two, help students to understand language. There are so many ways to convey meaning, and you need a variety of techniques to help students listening really understand you. For example, if you use a different word or expression, give lots of examples, especially if it's difficult. You should see the Daily Idiom podcast for examples of this. Number three, help students use the language. This applies when students themselves are involved in the production of the podcast, if they're recording it. It will help if you focus upon the students' accuracy and appropriacy, of course. And if they script their podcasts, it will be better, even though their reading may well sound wooden at first. With practice, we can help the students get better at reading from scripts and encourage them to speak from notes as they get better and have more experience. I myself am an example of this, because I find it very difficult just speaking from notes. I'm used to writing down everything I want to say, or at least using very detailed notes. At the beginning levels, of course, correction of syntax in the script can help the students, and you can also help the students with phonology as they practice. That really helped them with the learning process as well, and the practice that they have when they read out the scripts and then they revise what they've written and read it again, transforming it into comprehensible spoken words for the podcast or audio project. Well, this will all help their passive knowledge become active, I think. Number four, get students to do what they can. This is quite important, I think, to empower the students and make use of all of the learning opportunities that you have. If you're recording a project for students, for example, where you intend them to be listening and not recording students themselves, well, you can use elicitation. It's very difficult, obviously, in a podcast to elicit, but you can pause between what you are saying, and then this gives the student listening time to think about your questions themselves, or what you're asking about vocabulary, etc., instead of just providing the answer straight away. You could even ask the students to stop the recorder, whatever they're listening to, if they're listening on the PC, to pause and to think about your answer. Remember, this is not radio, this is not broadcasting. You can ask students to stop the recording, to listen again. You don't have to say everything the first time around or repeat everything. Number five, give a learning experience that forms one coherent or cohesive whole. This is quite important if you're recording for your own students, or if you're asking them to listen to podcasts or audio at home as homework. You can provide connections between the podcasts, or between your podcasts and your lessons if you have them in class. And if you're providing podcasts for your own students, this means you can play the podcasts in class or refer to them in your lessons, and you might well deal with topics that you're covering in class on the podcasts. Of course, all of this may well seem obvious, but I thought it was quite interesting to get it down, and it's a way of me trying out this Podomatic site as well. Anyway, okay, now, things to help you. Number one, you should try and imagine what it's like to be your student listening to the podcast. And I think empathy is the key to the conversation or the connection between your podcasts and your students. Number two, ask for feedback from the students. You can do that by explicitly giving them a feedback form or asking them informally in class if they listened to it and how they felt about it. Or if you play a section in class and then study them to see how well they can understand you as you speak, and also to see how interested they are in what you're saying. Perhaps podcasting is not for them, or perhaps it is. I hope it is. And number three, a very important lesson, I think. Take time to plan the podcast, to think about what you're going to say. I think this time is very important. I think it's very valuable to plan what you're going to cover in the podcast. Well, this is more or less what I wanted to cover in this podcast, just as a test of Podomatic and this site, Tips for Teachers with Technology. I hope it's been interesting for you, and I look forward to any comments that you can provide for me. I would really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.